One comes from a 12th century Jewish source, which describes a legend of four rabbis who are on a boat, and all of them end up being caught by pirates. The Jewish community's ransom, raise the money to pay the ransom, and three of them, we don't know what happens to the fourth, it's a very interesting story, end up, one in North Africa, one in Egypt, one in North Africa, and one in Spain. And these rabbis had originally come from Baghdad. In other words, they were authorized to interpret rabbinic law in a serious way. And what this story of the four captives does is create a kind of foundational account of how the rabbinate was able to spread its wings and reach out to the larger diaspora and thus create satellites which ultimately overcome in importance the original center. And this is how, for example, a particular Rabbi Moses arrives in Cordova and becomes the great exponent of Jewish law in Cordova. In this Hebrew story, it is also mentioned that this rabbi and his ascendancy parallels the reign of Chasdai ibn Shaprut, that important Jew who is the courtier at the court of the Muslim. So clearly, this story has to do with the power of Chasdai and his relationship to the rabbinate that serves basically him and the power that he commands at the court. The second source is an Islamic source, believe it or not, that mentions Chasdai ibn Shaprut. And it's short enough just to read to you to show you exactly what this transfer of power is all about. I read, the name of this Muslim who wrote this is Sa'id al-Andalusi. There was a number of Jewish men of science in Spain. Among those who took an interest in medicine was Chasdai ibn Shaprut. By the way, I should mention that medicine and Jewish doctors are a very important part of medieval Jewish culture, as well as early modern Jewish culture. And therefore, it is not a coincidence that being a physician is a way of elevating your social prestige and political power. Clearly, Chasdai ibn Shaprut, as the personal physician of the caliph, is important because he has medical skills and is able to translate them into political skills as well. This Chasdai ibn Shaprut, who was in the service of al-Hakim and so on and so forth, you know, they give his full name, the name of the caliph. Again, Chasdai specialized in the art of medicine and had an exemplary knowledge of the science of Jewish law. He was the first to open up for Andalusian Jewry, that is Spanish Jewry, the gates of their science of jurisprudence, chronology, and other subjects. Previously, they had recourse to the Jews of Baghdad in order to learn the law of their faith and in order to adjust the calendar and determine the dates of their holidays. Notice our calendar controversy and how the issue of calendar is so important here. They used to bring from them, the Jews of Baghdad, a calculation for a span of a number of years, and from it they were able to know when their seasons began and when their year commenced. When Chasdai became attached to this caliph, to al-Hakim II, gaining his highest regard for his professional ability, his great talent, and his culture, he was able to procure through him the works of the Jews in the East, which he desired. Then he taught the Jews of Spain that of which they had previously been ignorant. They were able, as a result of this, to dispense with the inconvenience which had burdened them. In other words, they didn't have to go to get their legal advice from Baghdad. They had it in Spain, which meant they did not have to support economically Baghdad. Therefore, in the interest of the caliph, notice how this perfectly works. Jews are asserting their independence from Baghdad. The caliph of Cordova is asserting their independence as well. They are working in concert, these two political goals. And here we have these two sources that illustrate this quite perfectly. The story of Chasdai is a remarkable story in other respects, in that he is also a patron of Jewish culture. In other words, the guy who succeeds politically and has all kinds of connections with the world, who influences the rabbinate, also allows himself the possibility of surrounding himself with all kinds of cultural figures that embellish him and his personality and his prestige and his profile at the court of the caliph.